I'm a scientist searching for sustainable solutions.
And I'm Grace, and I'm doing my bit for the planet from my driveway. I swapped to an electric car to help reduce air pollution. Eon took care of everything, from helping me to choose the right home charger to showing me how to charge and more.
Eon, taking charge of electric charging. Taking action for climate. Visit eonenergy.com to find out more. Property eligibility, regional restrictions and T's and C's apply.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast. Here we go. Pinch and a punch, first day of the month, no returns. White rabbits, all the rest of it. Not that it... Hang on, let me just turn my headphone. Why have they put the headphone volume so far away from you? If they put it on the desk... What is it? You need to turn it up and down because your voice varies with pitch. And if it was actually on the little thing, it would make it so much easier. Well, it's not even under the desk. It's sort of at the other end of this vast auditorium I'm in. It's ridiculous. But first of the month, so now the weather has definitely turned. Definitely to my AP this morning. Came in with a pair of shorts on. I thought, what planet are you from? Even Bill Overton from our sister station. Sorry, our gender-neutral station. Because what did they say? Did you know what they're calling steps now? They're calling them gender-friendly or something like that. It was a piece in the paper for steps. And I thought, I didn't quite get what it was, actually. Or gender-neutral or something. We know H is gay, but that he's just gay. It doesn't, unless he's identifying as something. No, I didn't think so. It was all very bizarre. I can't keep up with the publicity. Pixie Lott with her husband, Oliver Cheshire. He's a model. And you can tell, you only have to look at him to realise he could just stand there in a bin liner and he would be a model. She's lovely, actually. She's very nice indeed. Oliver's 34, but he looks about 22. It's sickening, isn't it, really? I swear, we have to live with this. We live with it. I mean, I'm coping with it, which is OK. I look about 34, yeah, round the waist. If only. Never going to happen. They were at the Venice Film Festival, so that was good. Kelly Brook. All smiles and chic paisley blue and green midi dress. Do you know midi dresses are coming back into fashion again? I know that. The producer was wearing one the other day. And I remember thinking, you know, that'll be back in fashion shortly. I couldn't fail to notice. We love Kelly Brook. She's got a lovely smile. And she's... oh, there she is. Hiya. Always have to wave at them when they go past the door. They all expect it in the morning. Because I'm apparently sort of radio royalty. I think that's what they said. Rochelle Humes. Yes, I'm the man. Reveals she almost cried after a plane passenger told her Shun Blake to shut up during a flight. This opens the floodgates of this wonderful, wonderful video on YouTube. I'm now beginning to wonder if it's a setup. A woman argues on an American flight because she's in a gang of three seats. She's by the window, then there's a gap, and then there's a service woman from the army or something with a baby who's asleep. And she wants the baby removed to another seat. I do not want to sit here. It's a long flight. Babies cry. The moment it takes off, the baby will cry. You have to watch it because it's very interesting. 20 minutes, this old lunatic rants and raves and keeps taking her mask off, then putting it back on again, then taking it off, and then going, listen, I don't care. I want her. You're not listening to me. And the steward goes, put your mask on, sit down and put your seatbelt on. Otherwise, we'll have you removed from the plane, which is what they do in America. They've been known to drag people out of their seats. Most of them, it has to be said, do look as though they've got issues. Issues. There was another woman, you remember, she was a woman who worked for one of the government departments in America. And she's complaining about this woman sitting next to her. And then she says to this flight stewardess, she says, what's your name? Because the stewardess says, listen, I can't move you. There's nowhere to move you to, and we're not moving this baby. They bought this seat, you know, what can you do? And it says, what's your name? To the stewardess. So the stewardess goes, it's Tabitha. She says, well, Tabitha, you may not have a job by tomorrow. So basically she was threatening her. Tabitha immediately clicks in. I want this woman removed from the flight. And this woman then goes, no, listen, I didn't mean it. What I was saying was, you know, I'll be quiet now. No, I want her off the flight. And they remove her off the flight. Not only that, but the government office she worked for removed her as well. She lost her job. Stupid woman. So poor Rochelle, was sort of with son, 22 months. Now, the problem is with children, same as with adults, when the plane takes off, you have to keep swallowing because of the air pressure. And that's why when you're coming into land, because it drops quite quick, suck on a sweet. They bring around a basket of sweets. Have a sweet. Well, you can't give a 22-month-old a sweet. And so she was discussing whether or not adult-only flights should exist. And, of course, the answer is no. People just, I mean, I've been on a bus before now where the kid was screaming the place down, and the mother just carried on talking. You know, and everybody else looked the other way thinking, why don't you just make it be quiet? But of course, if they're going to scream, if they're teething or something like that, you know, I mean, she says it's very hard. She says that Blake struggles with flights while her daughters, Aaliyah Mai and Valentina, are better on planes. Well, that's, you know, but you can't, if it's 22 months old, there's not a lot you can do about it. So I'm kind of in two minds over it. I can imagine how frustrating it must be for the other passengers to have a kid who screams the place down. You get kids screaming the place down even when they're not on planes. And it's, you know, and they've got voices that literally could sort of do glass in, I think. But so we'll have to wait and see. Francis Ford Coppola's got a new film. It's called Megalopolis, which is such a good word. Yes, it's very easy for me to say. And it's with Shia LaBeouf, who was Shia LaBeouf, is it? 36, who was one of the new stars. It's got a budget, this film, just shy of $100 million. $100 million for a film. But I'm sure it'll do very well.
What you normally hear...
Oh, you really want to know what I miss when you're well being back on? When I love it, I never love you more.
And what you'll hear with Samsung Galaxy Buds 2 Pro.
Do you really want to know what I miss more than anything in this world? Being back home with my little bitty kitty, softest thing ever, fluffy little ball.
Hear it like never before in unmistakable clarity. Search Galaxy Buds 2 Pro. Out now.
Kate Bush has topped the Spotify songs of the summer list. The running up that hill. And... And I have to be honest, she's slightly kooky. She's slightly, you know, left of centre. But when she first came in to interview us, we were the first people at UBN to get an interview with Kate Bush. I didn't do it. A guy called John Hayes did it. And she came in and there is a picture somewhere, an old Polaroid, of her standing in our record library with John Hayes. And all it was out on the wildy, windy moor. And we loved it. We thought it was great. It was such a good record, and they'd already launched it once, and it died on its proverbial. So we got it. We got an interview. The guy from EMI, Malcolm, was a big fan of UBN, and Dale and I used to go down, and he'd say, "Oh, just raid the cupboards, take whatever you want." You know, in the days when you could go in there. My friend Jackie Gill was the same. She used to, you know, have cupboards full of CDs and DVDs and cassettes, everything, and she'd say, "Oh, to help yourself," because it just sat there. After she'd mailed out all her sort of, you know, stations that she was sending to. But Kate Bush came in and did it. And then second time round, it hit the charts. But I always thought she was good. And then she did this sort of, it was all ethereal. It was dance as well. And she had to have this microphone designed, which clipped over her ear and came around the front so she could dance and sing at the same time. But anyway, I mean, she's done very well. The tickets sold out last time she was out because, you know, she's got her fans. And if you've got fans, they will follow you and they will do anything and they will buy tickets. Which reminds me, just a few left for my second show at the Magic Circle at 7 p.m. on the 30th. We'd love to see you down there if you like magic. Even if you don't, you'll be impressed. You really will. Close-up magic, stage magic, and a chance to go to the legendary Magic Circle, which I think in London is the second most popular building to visit, which is not bad in the charts of... I can't remember what the first one was. It's something... It might have been the Natural History Museum or something like that. Whatever it was, we were second. I say we, I talk about it as if it's mine, because I'm a member. Thank you. The Sun trailer finds Hugh Jackman's new life upended by a teenage son. And what did I watch the other day on the TV? It was a very funny film. And I remember looking at the guy thinking, who is he? And I think he played Father Christmas in a film. And he kept ballooning. Do you remember? He was Father Christmas in this film. And he'd... found a Father Christmas suit on the ground outside his house in the snow, and he picked it up and the card said, "You are now Father Christmas." And so he puts the suit on and immediately this big bushy beard grows. Do you remember the film? He worked in a company and they made toys for Christmas and stuff like that. But no, it's an old film, but he was Father Christmas. And so then it takes him to sort of fall off a roof for the next person to get the suit and all the rest of it. And the reindeer land on his roof. And it was with the sleigh and all the... Anyway, it's a very good film. I'll think of it, actually. It'll come to me. It's very good. Yeah, tune in tomorrow for the next instalment. Lady Gaga showing off her fashion sense. Do you know, if somebody showed me a picture and said, "Who's that?" I wouldn't know. She's very chameleon-like. She's on the Tokyo leg of her Chromatica ball tour, which is lovely. Eddie Murphy, donning that Detroit Lions jacket, filming Beverly Hills Cops, Axel Foley in L.A. He doesn't seem to age very... He's put on a bit of weight, but apart from that, he looks exactly the same. 28 years it was since he's last played it. At the Venice Film Festival, they were all out there. Julianne Moore, and everybody looking very, very glamorous. Very, very glad. They haven't paid for any of their dresses, of course. They get them all for free. James Milner flies Gary Barlow via helicopter to perform at his wife's 40th birthday party. I mean, I don't know whether or not it came with an orchestra or the band. There's only Gary Barlow, wasn't it? It wasn't the rest of the band. Yeah, so was he singing a cappella? And so Liverpool's James Milner, who I've never even heard of, decides to fly him out because his wife, who's called Amy, wanted him to sing the song. But it can't be the same. Today this could be the greatest day of our life. I mean, how boring could that be unless you've got the band with you and everybody else is singing it?
Here's to John. His drive is going better than expected. Not just because he's going away for the weekend, but because he's virtually there. He can almost taste that first ice cream on the beach. Why? Because he beat the rush by visiting Esso midweek to fill up and check his tyre pressure. Not on the morning of the trip, like everyone else. We applaud you, John. Extra sprinkles for you. You're our kind of driver. Esso. A planned journey is a smoother journey. See esso.co.uk for details.
Richard Hammond breaks his silence over his Grand Tour co-star James May's 70 mile an hour crash. Because Richard Hammond knows all about crashing, doesn't he? Because he has that rocket car. And I remember saying to him, don't ever do that again. You're sitting on a petrol time bomb. A petrol time bomb. And, you know, and they light the end of it. And he was very lucky. Very lucky. Kate Moss reveals her daughter, Lila, scolded her for that Vivian Westwood dress. And I don't know what it was, actually. It was a daring look. It was a tiny miniskirt whilst walking topless in a runway show. But the trouble is, all models go topless. If you go backstage at any of these model shows, they'll all be walking around stark naked. Nobody thinks about it. Seriously, I mean, I've tried to get in on loads of occasions, but they won't have me. But they're all sort of topless. Nobody thinks anything about... Oh, God, what do you want? Here we go again. Here we go again. Sorry, Bill Overton's turned up. I'm just telling you this now because he was wearing... You're not wearing shorts today, are you? Is he wearing shorts? Can I... You went to take my car, your car, in for a service, yes? And as he got there, two of them... No, they know who you are. In the garage. Oh. No. He heard... When he went to the garage, the blokes came out and said, we thought you'd be wearing shorts because we heard Steve Allen talking about it. You see? The legend of the programme spreads far... You're not wearing shorts today, are you? Are you? He can't get his leg up. No, I heard... It's very cold, though, today. My AP's got his shorts on today. I mean, seriously. Oh, how funny. Hope you get a discount, bro. Be nice, isn't it? There's people who listen to this program. Well, I still talk about my friend Jordan Hemingway getting his laptop back from the garage because they were listening at the garage. I mean, listen, you know, LBC's... I got a lovely thing this morning. I mentioned it on the program earlier on. And it's from somebody in Finland and obviously a big fan of Sibelius. Now... I do like classical music, actually. I do like classical music. And I love Sibelius, strangely enough. And it must be psychic because I was playing the Karelia Suite from Finlandia, I think. And I watch it and there's about six or seven different versions on YouTube. And I love it. And this person has written in from Finland with a lovely T-shirt, a Prosecco bar of chocolate, I think it is, which is very nice. But it's the fact that it's Sibelius. If you've never checked it out, you'll know the music because it was used on a TV programme and it goes dun da dun 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 da da dun 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 da da dun 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 da dun 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 dun. And I can't remember what the programme was. It was a news programme from some years ago. Do you remember what it was? I can't remember. My friend wrote it down on my telephone and I went, oh right. We loved it. So thank you very much indeed. So yes, big fan of Sibelius. Big fan of Finlandia, Karelia Suite, Opus 11, I believe. Have to get the right bit, because otherwise it's like Dvorak. I like lots of Dvorak's piece. I think the Ninth Symphony is very good. I like Sang-Song's Organ Symphony as well. I'm very posh, aren't I? In fact, somebody I remember saying to me years ago, they said, do you like classical music? I said, well, my father had a whole lot of classical records and I used to listen to them. So I grew up listening to Holst, The Planets, always loved Jupiter and Mars, the bringer of war and stuff like that. And we had The Sorcerer's Apprentice, loads and loads of different bits of music, which, and then I started buying the albums, The World of Your 100 Best Tunes. And it was all the best bits out of these classical bits. You didn't have to listen to the whole opus, just had to hear the right bit. Katy Perry. You thought we'd moved away from it, didn't you? I did too. In an olive green swimsuit, she and Orlando Bloom enjoy yacht day. Oh, look, surprising, he's got his swimming trunks on. Normally, Orlando Bloom is completely naked on a surfboard. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Well, I should imagine so, I don't know. But Daisy is their daughter, their toddler, Daisy Dove, she's called. She's 2 years at Daisy Dove. They seem quite nice, actually. They seem quite nice. So good luck to them, and looking forward to the next picture, Orlando. You know, if you really feel like showing it off again. See no reason why not, for goodness sake. Mind you, I wonder if she knew. They were on one of these paddle boards. She was at the front and he was at the back, stark naked. I remember thinking, do you think she's going to turn round in a minute? I get a bit of a shock on that one. Anyway, have a lovely day. Thank you very much indeed for your company. We'll do it again tomorrow. And if you're working in a garage and looking after Bill Overton's car, good on you. Hope he gets a nice discount. I know people all over the place. When I go to one of my favourite magic shops down in Hounslow, there's another thing. I think it's called Secure It. And they do locks. And they always come out. When I park my car up, they always come out and go, all right, Steve. They're working class boys. And I always love seeing them there because they always come out and they go, urge you this morning. And you think, it's good. I like stuff like that. Even the postman's heard of me, which can only be good news. Have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at the same time. Till then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.